Welcome back. David Glenn Show. Statewide, Morgan Patrick filling in for DG's on the DL. Got the call on the DG phone. I've got a hotline to the house. A little light goes off. Said, Chad LaRose on the program. I said, yeah, I'm there. Do I have to do the first 2 hours of the show? I want to show up just for Chad. They said, yeah, can you come in early? I said, yeah, no problem. Chad LaRose joins us on the program. And congratulations, man. It's so early, but a hard-fought win against a division opponent like Tampa. I mean, I'm sure, what was the room like when you guys went in there after the three stars?
It was a good room, you know. It's always good to win, and the music was loud, and it's a good feeling. We put together a full game, so, you know, it was good.
All right, pair of goals for you. I mean, again, multiple goal games, they're rare, and when they do happen, and we had a couple last night, Skinner. Now, the question I've gotten from the producers, and I also want to throw in my two cents. I mean, you're and again, Chad, don't take this the wrong way. I've known you a long time. You are a working class. When I first interviewed you years ago, you said, I just want to stick. I want to help with this team. You've done that. You've become a leader. You're a veteran on this club now. And you look across the way, and your other two-goal scorer last night was Jeff Skinner. What is that like, just that dichotomy in the locker room where here you are, this working-class guy, and then here comes almost like the chosen one. No one knew it was going to happen. They thought he was going to be a decent player, but he looks like he is just about to take off, and you're keeping pace with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great kid, and I mean, he's, like people have said, we know that he's going to continue to produce. He's got that knack, and he's got the skill, but it's fun. It's fun to look across the room and see a kid 10 years younger than you, and you just see a smiling face. So it's good. We enjoy having him in the room, and he's been great for us.
Chad LaRose joining us on the David Glenn Show. Chad, does he ever come and go, man? I just want to be able to grow a beard like you.
No, he doesn't. I don't know if he can get any hairs yet. I don't know. I tell him all the time, you know. When you get older, buddy, maybe you can be this good-looking, mess around with them.
Well, I tell you, big division win last night over Tampa. What do you do on your off day?
Actually, my mom's here.
Oh, cool.
So me and my mom just went to South Point Mall and ate some lunch, and I actually had another brother in town as well. So that's it. That's all I got going so far.
Chad LaRose joining us on the David Glenn Show. Morgan Patrick filling in for DG, so extra treat getting to talk a little hockey. The stretch at home during the month of November, everybody's talking about the benefits, and certainly it's nice to sleep in your own bed, but there can be some drawbacks to playing at home and kind of breaking it up with some road trips here and there. Kind of, you know, they talk about the team bonding, but it kind of keeps it all fresh. You like this many games at home in 1 month?
Yeah. I mean, anytime you can get a good stretch of games at home, and it's nice to have them at early too. You know, we've had a road trip already, a pretty good one, and we have one next week as well. So, we've had some good team camaraderie, and, you know, it's nice to be at home and interact and see play in front of our fans.
Chad LaRose joining us on the program. Again, incredible bright spot last night. Pair of goals from Skinner, pair of goals from our guest today, Chad LaRose. But there's concern for the juice, Jussi Jokinen. And any news from your team? I know you can't give away information on injuries, but I saw some quotes from Coach saying, Coach Mo saying that it's not a big issue, but still, when I saw it, I kind of winced.
Yeah, when I saw it, I definitely did too. I thought it'd be a bigger issue, but I have just texted Juice and talked to him, and it seems to be it is a painful injury. But he's doing well, and it's not as bad as we thought. So, you know, he's going to be okay. It's nothing life-threatening or anything like that.
All right. I didn't get you in trouble with the league or the team right there, did I?
Yeah, no, I didn't say anything. So
there you go. That's true. All right, well, being a veteran leader on the squad, Chad, what's it like kind of going from, you know, being a new guy and having the veterans kind of lead you through and show you the way to now being that veteran and having such a young team?
Well, you know, it is a little different role, but I think I just have to be that guy that I was when I was a kid, is coming into practice and being energized in the room, but but being a workhorse in practice even and in games and trying to show that I can give 100% effort and, you know, hopefully follow in line. And everybody seems to be doing that. We've been having good success, and our whole team is a workhorse team, and we're a skating team. And it's good to be an older guy, but, you know, I'd like to have a few years back.
Well, I tell you that you have spent them well with this franchise. And, you know, every time I'm either playing golf with Rutherford, name dropper, just kind of being around some of the guys. I mean, they absolutely love what you bring to this squad, and I hope you have a fantastic season. My last question, I hope the team does too, obviously, but my last question is this. What's it like when you're in a pre-game warm-up, you're skating around the ice, and I want you to be totally honest with me, and you look up and you see not one, not two, but, you know, you see a lot of 59s. A lot of sweaters, you know, at the RBC Center. I mean, can you try to explain what that feeling's like when you see your sweater?
It's a great feeling, to be honest with you. You know, you get to see them in those, we have a lot of autograph sections and stuff like that. And you see the people come through with the LaRose jerseys, and there is quite a few of them. And I always tell them, nice jersey. I really like your jersey. So, all the supporters, just the team and the organization. We have so many good fans that come out every night, you know, and they're fans of all of ours. So we're very lucky in the market we play in.
All right, I don't think I've ever asked you this. Why 59? I know I've interviewed you probably 20, 30 times. I don't think I've ever asked you why 59. Is there a sexy story to the 59?
No, I mean, when you come in as a rookie to rookie camp, they give a lot of guys just high numbers, you know, and then you get to change them later. But when I was a rookie camp, I wore 59 my first year here at camp. They just gave me that number, and then I got sent down to the minors, and then when I got called up, they continued to give you that number for a couple games until you're a mainstay. And then I ended up winning the Stanley Cup that year. So they called me in the summer and asked me if I'd like to switch my number, and I said, no, I think I'm good.
Yep, dance with the one that brought you, and 59, yeah. And in a way, it just kind of tells everybody, hey, you know, it can happen. You can work your way and become a huge part of a franchise Stanley Cup champion, number 59, Chad LaRose, joining us on the David Glenn Show. Chad, always, always a pleasure. Hope to see you soon.
All right, thanks a lot, Morgan. Thanks for having me.
All right, Chad LaRose joining us on the David Glenn Show. Good stuff.